Hello and welcome to the Daily Inspiration Time. This is Brother Jeff Chapman in Tennessee, wishing you a blessing from the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it is good to have the Bible open and to be meditating on Jesus' Word. Let's open our Bibles to the 55th chapter of Isaiah. And we're going to look at verses 10 and 11. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I want to talk to you about the power of proclaiming the word of God, whether it is to a lost and dying world, whether it is to your own soul and spirit, whether it is to your family and friends, whether it is a pastor or a sister or a brother admonishing and encouraging a friend and fellowshipping around the scriptures. The power of God's word. A verse tells us in the Bible that the entrance of thy word giveth light. And everything in this world and everything you know is darkness if it doesn't have God's blessing on it. If it isn't of God, it is darkness. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. But look at this natural illustration God gives. Rain coming down, snow from heaven falling to the earth, soaking in the earth, soaking in the water table, soaking in the soil, soaking seeds, filling streams, filling lakes. Why? So that water may accomplish something. It causes food to grow. It causes water to be where people can survive, where beasts and birds can live and drink, where fish can live, where you have so many purposes. Here he's speaking of the life of water to the planet. Water is so crucial to the planet. Without water, we would all die. Without water, there'd be no plants or animals or food. Water is the essence of life on planet Earth. So this natural water that does its job, it makes plants grow. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. That's me and you, the eater for sure. We're all eaters. Not everybody's a sower of farming and agriculture, but everybody's an eater. And then he goes to give us the spiritual contrast. The word of God is going to go forth. God has spoken. He has spoken. He's been speaking. He's not going to stop speaking. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not his word. He is speaking. Do you hear him speaking? Do you hear his word? Is his word coming down from heaven to you and watering you so that you may bring forth and bud and bloom and reproduce this everlasting gospel? Oh, my friend, the word was not made to be hidden under a bushel. The word was not made to be kept closed up in a secret chamber. The word was to be opened and scattered like seed. In the parable of the soils, the seed is the word of God. The word of God is made to be sown. Some does fall in the wrong place, but that's okay. The word stands. That we would be sowers of the word, through proclamation of God's word, that we would preach the gospel to every creature, that we would not be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Amen. So this word's going to go forth out of your mouth, and it's not going to return void. God has spoken it out of his mouth that we might have it. Now you and I need to speak God's word. There's something about reading the Bible audibly. Yes, there's nothing wrong with reading it silently. But oh, my friend, your senses will be stirred if you will read it, and it's mental. Quiet in your heart, but oh, go ahead and speak God's word and get a double blessing. There's something about reading out loud. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So I want you to know the Bible says that the sinners won't be saved unless there's a preacher. How shall they hear without a preacher? The word of God is never going to be wasted. It's always going to stand, and it's always going to be successful. If we speak God's word, we obey God's word, we are successful. Doesn't matter what others say or do. If we are faithful and we are obedient, we are successful. It will accomplish that which I please. May we always know that prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to never use that as a cop-out, to just pray, thy will be done, and we don't seek God's will, don't seek God's ways, don't get busy for God. We just kind of say, really, we're not always saying, thy will be done. We're saying, whatever will be, because I really don't want to get my hands dirty. God help us. God's word is going to accomplish that which he pleases, and it will prosper in the thing he sent it. You better talk about God. You better speak about God. You better proclaim his word. I get alone with God and just quote scripture out loud. There's power in speaking the word of God. It is more powerful than bullets, guns, knives, and nuclear weapons. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Bible said it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Oh, the word that Jesus speak, it will judge us on the last day. May God bless you as you feast on Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, and see the power of God's word being proclaimed, and us proclaiming it, and us being a part of God's will. Bless you today. Feast on these thoughts.